Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. So glad to have you with me. Thanks. Good to be with you folks there out on WRZX 106.5 FM in Dayton, Ohio, and WTOD 106.5 FM in Toledo, Ohio, on the Truth Network. Great to be with you folks today. Thanks for joining me. Thanks to those of you that are listening in Dallas and Phoenix and Cedar Rapids, those listening all across Utah, and those listening in Minneapolis. Great to be with all of you today. We appreciate you and, of course, our noble radio audience as well. Some great stuff in the last hour. If you missed any of it, please go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Check out the podcast. We'll have that up for you this afternoon. Ken Thornburg and I were talking a lot about our authority as Christians to change our atmosphere. And where does that come from? We talked about it. We gave you some keys. All right, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest. He is a rap and hip-hop legend. He's also in the new book, which is entitled, hang on, I'm reaching for it here, Struggling for One America. Struggling for One America, written by our friends Daphne Barak and Erbil Ganasti. And I want to welcome to the program Money B. Money, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Pleasure as always.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Well, you brought up, I think, a very interesting topic in our green room, and I absolutely agree that it's an important topic for us to discuss relative to the issues of divisiveness versus unity. Why don't you set the stage, and then let's have some conversation about it.
Well, you were, last week we had Daphne on the show. I had mentioned that I had just recently got my second vaccination shot, and I was a little under the weather. And, Daphne began to talk about, how she was vaccinated and how great it was. And then you intimated how you couldn't or you wouldn't, for the reasons that she stated. And I just know, when you're in a room and people start talking about whether they are or they aren't, it gets a little, I've been in rooms where it gets a little, testy, where the person that finds out a person is vaccinated get really defensive and say why they won't or why they will. And the person that is vaccinated says, well, I'm not judging, but, I just think, And then it starts going a place. And, I just wanted to share and discuss with you, there are many reasons why people do or don't. And you know, I'm a person, and I'll just explain my situation, and then I'll let you kind of open it up from there. Mm-hmm. You know, my situation, I am anti-vax. You know, I'm anti-vax, meaning I really, you know, I'm skeptical of the whole situation, right? Mm-hmm. And for good reason, just, you know, the history of from where I come from, you just never trust it. You know, I've never been a person who's gotten a flu shot throughout my life. I feel like there are natural and other ways to keep yourself healthy. But, you know, I did get vaccinated, and it was, you know, two reasons. One, a business decision. I know, you know, I make my money traveling and performing in front of crowds. And I'm just guessing forward or kind of like looking ahead. And I know that eventually, you know, there'll be a lot of restrictions for people who are not vaccinated. And I do have to feed my family. So it was one of them things where, you know, I just bit the bullet and did it. And, you know, if something happens, at least I went down to eat my family, right? Mm-hmm. So outside of that, I don't have, you know, that's my opinion on it. So whether someone does or believes in it or doesn't believe in it, it doesn't really matter to me personally, right? And then also a lot of pressure from, you know, my family, just, you know, whatever it is, they believed in it as much as they didn't want to be or to lessen any risk. So I just said, hey, let me just do it. The people that don't want to for, you know, like you said, for health reasons, from past experiences with different vaccinations, I understand that. You know, being a black person, you know the history of the whole Tuskegee Project and all the different ways that they've experimented on us with different medicines, the whole, you know, big pharma, and, you know, it's really a money grab and whatever other agendas there are out there. So, you know, I kind of just want to hear your side of it or what you think of what I just said.
You know, I understand the business decision and the business aspect and that you travel a lot and that your livelihood really depends on your ability to be able to go and perform. And at some point, I think you're right. I think that there is likely to be a scenario. They're certainly moving in that direction where they may say, well, because you're not vaccinated, you know, you can't go here or you can't, you know, or you can't go there or you can't be a part of this or be a part of that. Absolutely. I think that the arguments that I hear, I was at my doctor's office. And I saw a doctor that I had never seen before. And he, first thing he asked me, because I, you know, they mandate masks there, apparently, still. Mm-hmm. And so he said, hey, you know, did you get your vaccine? And I said, no. He said, well, you got to wear a mask. I'm like, okay. And I said, well, did you get a vaccine? Yeah. Well, then why do I have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated? Well, he didn't have an answer for that, and he got up and walked out of the room and, you know, then came back a few minutes later. But he never answered that question. And those are questions that I have. You know, I have had doctors that have come on the program. I've had two children that have had severe adverse reactions to vaccinations and are permanently injured by those. We have helped our eldest to overcome a lot of that, and she knows where her weaknesses are, if you will. But she was negatively impacted by vaccine. My youngest child has cerebral palsy and Asperger's, and had a stroke right after receiving the vaccine. I personally am like you. I stopped doing flu shot vaccines and all that kind of stuff after I got out of the service. 2 years, maybe three, in a row, I did their vaccines, and I got violently sick. Violently sick. And, like, to the point of, you know, I probably should have gone to the hospital, but I didn't have any insurance, so that couldn't happen. But I was horribly sick. And so I've made a personal decision that I won't do it. I have visited with a number of doctors who have talked to me about, and I got banned from YouTube for having a doctor on that was talking about her study that showed that the contamination of vaccines going back into the 1960s was the reason we're seeing so many autoimmune deficiency issues, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, all of this, where we're seeing a whole generation, I'm the youngest of the baby boomers, but just ahead of you, brother, you know, a whole generation that is battling dementia like we've never seen before, Parkinson's like we've never seen before. I mean, it seems like every time I go to a social media, I see somebody that is posting about a parent that's struggling with some form of dementia, and it's become a major problem. And her research indicated that it's because of a contamination, because of the way that they incubate the vaccines. And at first she was lauded for doing this and told what a great thing you've done and given awards. And then all of a sudden, you mentioned it, Big Pharma came in and said, no. That would mean that we've got to admit we're going to have liability to all these people that have been taking these vaccines. We're not going to accept that kind of liability. And so you're going to shut up, and we're not going to listen to you, and we're going to quell your conversation and call you a criminal and an outlaw. I just have too much evidence, money, at the end of the day, of too many doctors that I've talked to, and my own personal experience having gone through it and knowing the benefit that so many natural things gave me in making it through. Was medicine a part of that? Absolutely. But not the hospital's protocols, and I'm not taking a shot. And that's where I stand.
All right. So, two things. So, you know, moving back to, you know, the question you have with the guy in the office, right?
Yeah.
So to my understanding, it's not that when you say, well, if you're vaccinated, then, you know, why do I have to wear a mask or whatever? But what I understand is, you know, getting vaccinated doesn't keep you from getting COVID. It just lessens the severity of it, from what I understand. So to answer that, even though I am vaccinated, if I go in a place that's mask mandated, I wear a mask, no problem. And I would expect whether I am or not, or I am not, then I would expect the other person to as well, because everything up until now, from however you feel, it's still a lot of quote unquote, let's just say, assumptions. No one knows exactly, because if we all knew exactly what was going on, then we would have been able to stop it, right? Or maybe there's a power that be that just doesn't want to stop it, and they want to kind of lessen the population a little bit. I don't know, but sure. You know, I just wanted to put that out there. And then lastly, yeah. I would just ask, you know, share some of the natural remedies, because I've, you know, like I said, I wasn't interested in getting it because someone gave me a natural, sort of like a routine or some things that you could take naturally that could maybe prevent a lot of sickness. So if you have some of that, I'd be interested to hear it.
And you know what? When we get back, I'll share that with you, folks.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Money B. So, Money, you had asked me, you know, what kind of natural thing can you do? I posted this on my site, brother, on the 29th of June, and it's entitled, What If I Took the Injection and Feel Sick? And there's a spiritual warfare prayer along with the advice of a number of doctors. And here's what they say. If you've taken the shot and you're not feeling well, then start a regimen of vitamin C, 10,000 milligrams, magnesium chloride 500 milligrams, and selenium 200 micrograms. Now, I was talking to somebody the other day. Selenium is a really important element that a lot of people don't have. I put on my site a link to iHerb where you can get a discount. So you can check that out. Now, I've added this since I put this up. And so I'm going to tell you, this is what I take myself personally right now. And I go out and I'm interacting. And I've got kids that are in the restaurant business. So, you know, they interact with a lot of people. Here's what we take. Quercetin with bromelain. Quercetin with bromelain, 800 milligrams. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs, vitamin D3, and zinc, 100 milligrams. And then at a place called michaelshealth.com, essential minerals, which is going to give you that magnesium as well as the selenium along with several other essential minerals, because when you're battling illness, your immune system is under assault, or you're trying to build it up, minerals is very important. And then the other thing is what's called recovery zymes, Z-Y-M-E-S. And those are important enzymes that your body needs. And I take this stuff every day. And in fact, I've been taking a lot of this, not the quercetin, but the vitamin C, not the D3 at this level, but the recovery zymes, the essential minerals, the energy to build my adrenals for like 13 years, money. And they said that because I'd been doing that, my body was immediately able to begin healing after the accident because of all the good supplements that were in my system.
Nice. And then, so I'll share, and then you tell me if you've heard of any of this. Yeah. I have a friend that suggested to me, and this is something that I've done. That's why I say, like you said, there are a lot of natural supplements, because if you decide not to, you can still arm yourself with a little bit of, you know, because when you go out, you can get sick from anybody, any type of way, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, you want to build up your immune system as you can. So, you know, I was told a combination of black seed oil, colloidal silver, zinc, like you said, and Lysomal vitamin C. And also, there are elements of I forget what he said, some sort of tonic water that helps as well. But, you know, I don't have the exact amount that you take, but I'm just, those are some of the things that you, that have been suggested to me. So I Amen. Believe with like the things that you said Amen. And some of the things that yeah. I get, if you decide not to, I still think just in natural health, you know, just
yes,
take care of yourself.
Amen. Absolutely. And colloidal silver is awesome. Absolutely awesome. Great thing to add. If you're not,
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.